A startup CEO on how getting ready for the GDPR meant dumping a lot of other work.
You kind of had to bump everything down on your roadmap to make sure that you got done with the GDPR compliance things. And so that's expensive.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Europe's new privacy regulations are officially in effect. And some small businesses and startups have put other work on hold while they try to make sure they're not violating the rules. The General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, means companies that have European customers have to get clear consent to gather their information. They have to make data available to correct or even delete it if the customer asks. And the fines for not complying are huge. Lawrence Coburn is CEO of a company called Double Dutch. It makes mobile apps for conferences. Those apps collect location information, demographic data, maybe contacts and job information from attendees all over the world. I asked Coburn how much stress the GDPR has caused him.
It's been super intense, and I don't think we're alone in that. It's just been a very intense and scary period for a lot of companies, I think, because the stakes are so high.
Can you give us a ballpark of maybe how much money you've put into the compliance efforts?
Oh, man, it's probably been thousands of hours. So you have to make sure that you're set up as a software company. If one of your end users of your software decides that they want to be forgotten, that they want all of their records to be deleted, you have to be set up to do that. In the old world, that was kind of an unusual thing because like most software companies, most marketing departments don't want to make it super easy to delete somebody completely. And so that's been a new sort of product development thing that's kind of gotten bumped to the top of everybody's roadmap.
And so you don't have to give us like a dollar amount, but when you look at your budget, I mean, did you have to allocate money specifically to this, substantial money?
Yeah, it was substantial. So GDPR is something that because it had a hard date associated with it, you kind of had to bump everything down on your roadmap to make sure that you got done with the GDPR compliance things. And so that's expensive. Anytime you start taking, 20 Silicon Valley engineers and putting them on something that is not related necessarily to your core business, the costs get very high. You know, we're talking probably high hundreds of hours, if not thousands of hours.
So how does this affect, for you and for anybody else, any other company your size, how does it affect how you think about growth?
So I think you have to make the decision if you want to serve the kinds of customers for whom GDPR is important. And there's an interesting point there where, GDPR is positioned as sort of this European thing where if you want to do business in Europe, you have to comply. It's actually bigger than that. So most of the enterprise customers that we do business with are choosing to comply with GDPR globally. And the reason is pretty simple. Let's say that you're a company in San Francisco that is hosting a conference, and one of your attendees is from Germany. You need to treat them in compliance with GDPR. So in order to do that, you just have to be bigger. Maybe you have to raise more venture funding, or maybe you have to wait longer to sell into the enterprise.
And then, yeah, broadly, I've heard that same argument apply to marketing, the idea that actually this could end up concentrating marketing dollars, say, on Facebook and Google, where you just kind of know that they've got it figured out.
Yeah, and I think that's true not only in marketing. I think that's in all software. I think we are going to see consolidation on a handful of trusted vendors where there's confidence that they have the legal and product and engineering resources to be buttoned up on GDPR. So there's intense pressure on these companies to simplify their external relationships. The winners are going to keep winning. I think it's going to be that the rich get richer and the smaller companies have a harder bar to break through.
Man, why is that always the answer? So then when you talk to other entrepreneurs and when you do all this work yourself and delay parts of your product roadmap, what's the feeling about GDPR? How do you feel about this development?
I think entrepreneurs are optimistic in general, and if they weren't, they wouldn't be in this line of work. So, I generally feel what I said, which is that if this is good for attendees, if it gives them more for attendees and consumers, if it gives them more confidence in logging into more software because they know there are strict laws protecting them, overall, that's going to lead to more usage. So I think that long term, especially as people start to figure out how GDPR is going to get enforced, this is probably going to be a net positive for the overall software industry. I think short term, it's just going to be, there's a lot of uncertainty. Nobody really knows how it's going to be enforced. The stakes are super high. Somebody's probably going to have to swallow a giant fine and start to set some precedent for what is acceptable behavior. Because right now, there's just a lot of gray out there, and it's scaring folks a lot. I mean, the stakes of, you know, 4% of global revenue, 20 million euros, these are substantial fines, and nobody wants to get dinged with that.
Lawrence Coburn is CEO of the mobile app company Double Dutch. A PwC survey last month of global executives found that some 40% of companies have already spent $10 million or more on GDPR compliance. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.